The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Welcome to the Icons of Real Estate. I'm Tim Calloway. We have a very special guest for you today from one of my favorite cities, Orlando, Florida. We have Ara Maisonet. How are you, Ara?
Hi, Tim. How are you? I'm excellent. I'm super excited.
Yeah, thank you for being on. You are with the Resident City of Orlando team with yes. EXP Realty. So that's exciting. We love having EXP on the show. So let's start from the beginning. Were you a young child telling your parents, hey, I want to be a realtor when I grow up? Or were you like most people where you kind of fell back into it, you know, as you got older?
Yes. So let me tell you, I am the middle child. Okay. So I always like, you know, the mommy and daddy, and they are my foundation. They give me a lot of strength, a lot of tips, and I grow like watching, you know, their what they do in their life. So I always been going that way. But I was a child that I was a child person. I was like a little bit scared to talk to people and say, you know, my God, you know, when I grow up, like in the 20s, I say, right. I'm losing the opportunity to speak with people, to meet and have conversation with others. So by taking from there, what I decided to say, what can I do that I can push me to have more conversation? So I started to join different type of career and professions, and that, you know, motivated me, obligated me most of, I would say, just to say, okay, I need to speak with more people. And I ended in sales for beauty lines and product. And then I decided, okay, let me elevate my sales, my speech, my knowledge, and let's go into real estate. Real estate was the career that gave me the chance to still be a mom, but at the same time, feel me productive, right? And that is what we want, you know, have the chance, the opportunity to sell people, to help others, be active. And that I found out in the real estate. And that was back in 2007, here in Florida. And before that, between 2005, 2007, I was doing by myself, like for sale by owner, back in Puerto Rico. And okay. That gave me the spirit. I said, okay, I think I like this. So when I moved to Florida, right away, I get into a class, I get my license, everything on the same days. And
wow.
Was quite challenged, Tim, was quite challenging because I don't know Florida. I don't even know right. How to drive. I don't even know anything okay. about Florida, right?
Nobody here knows how to drive.
Exactly. I was even scared. Oh my goodness. Okay, where am I gonna go? But that doesn't stop me. You know, I said, okay, there is tool, there is technology. Back that time, no GPS. So I was, you know, printing MapQuest, all the address, but keep going, you know.
Right.
That's where we are, you know.
Yeah, that's so funny. Printing the MapQuest out. I remember that. You know?
That was Chris, back and forward, remember? I don't know.
Yeah. You would ask someone, hey, can you print me up the map to this location? How do I get there? Oh, print it larger. I'm going to be over here. Where are you going to be at 2 o'clock? Well, I'm going to be, then print a map. You know, it's like.
Correct. Correct.
And now
that was,
people.
That was my experience. That was my
experience. It's so different now. And I think, you know, this is where I start sounding. I'm in my 50s, so I could guess I sound old. But, you know, the younger people coming in, they, you know, don't realize how easy they have it, right?
There's so many. Exactly.
So many challenges. Is we had, you know, no matter what you're in, I wasn't a realtor in the 90s, but I was in real estate investment trust, different. But anyway, I still had to do the same thing you did, right? I still had to Correct. Find people, still had to get the maps out. And then you had to drive when you're doing it.
Correct.
You know?
Correct. And the big thing is, Tim, when you have there, like, especially let's talk about my case. I don't know the Florida. I don't know even how to drive.
Right.
Imagine, I don't know who will be my next client.
Wow.
And I say, okay, I get in this career that I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody who's going to purchase a property or sell. Right. I did my investment, right? Going to education and all the process. I need to recover my money and I need to make a business from this.
Yeah.
And that is the question that all new agents have, right? Unless that you have family members in real estate and maybe transfer to you some leads. But other than that, your question is, who will be my next client?
Right.
Right?
Always.
Always. Always.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and it's a real testament to your hard work and dedication to be able to work through that and, you know, get to where you are now. I think that's fantastic.
Yes.
So let's talk about that, where you are now. Mm-hmm. We talked about how you got started, which is a fascinating story in itself.
Yes.
So let's talk about today. Let's talk about Resident City Orlando team. So, you know, tell me about your team.
Yeah.
Or, you know, tell me about who you work with, how you find your team and how you manage it and, you know, how things are going overall.
So let me tell you, I started Resident City of Orlando firm back in 2021.
Okay.
I decided, okay, this is my time. I've been in the industry for many years. Let's start opening my own shop. So mm-hmm. I opened Resident City of Orlando firm and I love it. You know, I love it, be a broker and everything. But in this industry, the market is changing so fast, real estate is changing so fast. Mm-hmm. And a small brokerage, the reality is that small brokerage, we are competed with big company. And that make the business very, very, very tough in some areas. So I say, okay. I'm here. I have a team, excellent team. Was fantastic year for me, for my agent. And I started with three, you know, including me, was three. Suddenly we jumped all the way to five. And great agents, and we was working so hard. So that was an excellent experience, right? Then I get somebody to present to me EXP. And I say, okay, I think this is awesome.
Yeah.
Now I can have my residency there for Orlando. It's not going to be like a firm anymore. Now it will be like a team, but I still have my brand. I still have my own team, my logo. And I'm going to be like more prepared to work with agent in better benefits. So I say, this is not brainer. Let me jump into the business. Let me bring my team. To EXP, you know, I sit down with them and I explain to them because they're when I talk to agent like a team, it's like a family. You know, for me, they are not just numbers. They are people, they are family that believe in them and they believe in me, right? That's why they hire me as their broker. That's why they decided to come to me and say, okay, let me hang my license with you.
Yeah.
And it's because they have expectation and for me, their expectation is very important. So after that, I said, okay, let's sit down, let's meet everybody. And this is what we're going to be happening with Resident City of Orlando firm. And everybody was happy with the move. And we did that, you know. Then, like I say, right now, we are 10 agents, including myself, fully agent, one part-time admin, and four mentees. So that's nice. Where we are, you know. So I decided once I joined ESP State, I'm going to become more valuable for my agents, for my clients, and for my business. So I just point out some focus area inside ESP that is okay, let me develop in this area because that will be my open door to continue growing and have the chance to be more valuable with the agents and, you know, training them and so on and so. I still in production. Definitely because the team is small and I still need to be in production and I love it. I love to meet with people and trying to help them and work with them. So it's part of my business.
Yeah. It's hard to get rid of, you know, really leaving production, right, Aria? I mean,
yes.
you don't want to leave that because if you're a real people person, which I can tell you are, obviously you love that, right? That camaraderie and that having those discussions with people and, you know, making new friends, right? Making new friends.
Mm-hmm.
So let's break out the vision board a little bit and talk about the future. Tell me where you see Resident City of Orlando team in the next 1, 3, 5 years, and how do you plan on getting there with your goals?
Yeah, definitely. I would like to see by the end of this year that my team grow probably to 50 agents. That would be super awesome. And then we can grow all the way to 100 and 150, probably for the third year. If we can, if I can do earlier, that would be the best.
Even better.
Yes, definitely. But I would love to have the those agents on my organization, right? But it's a process. We need to go with them and see which one is the one that can, you know, fit your team. My team is very diverse. I have agent from, you name it. I have agent from Brazil. I have agent from Venezuela. I have agent from Cuba. I have agent from Dominican Republic, from Puerto Rico. So it's very diverse team. And I love it because I learn from them as well, right? They have, they bring their own culture into the team, and that is the beauty. So I would love to see if I can grow, definitely, and reach the goal of 50 for this year. And that is will be at least my plan. And then we can continue to grow and see. But also I'm working into expansions. I already have one agent from Brazil, and I'm trying to expand Resident City of Orlando team into other locations as well. So my focus it will be into expansion. Since we are very diverse team, why not?
Yeah, why not? That's, why not? That's your motto. I'm gonna put that on your thumbnail for your show. Why not?
Why not?
I agree with you 100%. So, you know, let's talk about a little bit how you, well, I usually like to talk about how you vet your team. You know, it's one of the hardest things, right? To find good team members.
Yes.
And a lot of people are like, well, if I like them, it's okay. And then a lot of people are like, well, I have to put them, give them a DISC test. I have to give them a Briggs Stratton test. I have to give them all these tests. And then they interview with everybody in the office. How do you do it? How do you go about organically finding new agents for your office?
Yes, what I'm doing is just meeting people. Okay. Have the chance to connect with people. I always try to promote the team and the benefits to become in my team into social media. And lately have been very positive, all the activity that I'm doing. You know, I have people that they started reaching me instead of me chasing them.
Right.
And that is the goal. So it's mean that whatever I'm doing right. Right. And it's in the correct path. So what I'm doing is just let know people what the team is doing. Talking with people is important. At the beginning, I was like a little bit scared to say, okay, I'm going to do the presentation right. And so, but later said, okay, no, let me go over. I saw so many successful teams that is unbelievable. You know, I'm so happy for them and say, wow, I have so many role models here that I can just learn from them, you know, and I know that it's a process, you know, you're going to receive no always. Anyway, you're going to receive no with clients as well, right? Mm-hmm. When we are looking sellers or we are trying to connect with buyers, we're receiving no's all this. Well, another no, okay, that could, that is something that you can manage if you keep, you know, your head into the positive way. So that's what I'm doing, is just having conversation, letting know people, little by little. I don't like to push. I am the kind of person, okay, you want to learn what we are doing and what my team is doing, come up, you know.
Right.
And I believe that all the exposure that my agents need, I'm going to be there for supporting. You know, I want to support them. I am the type of team leader. I am with, go with her into the open houses. And even for those that they are a little bit shy to the video, no, don't shy. I will help you in the video. Let's do the video together, but let me showcase because you have your own strength, you know? Some of them have better English than me, but don't worry, let's go over. Let's try to do the business run. Let's show your potential and let know people that you are in real estate. That is the most important thing.
Very nice. I love it. So now's your opportunity to let everyone know the greatness of Orlando. You know, why do people move there? More importantly, why don't people leave? You know, so many cities people leave and people don't really seem to leave Orlando too much. They stay. Tell me why. What's the greatness of Orlando?
Well, for me, Orlando is magical city, not only because we have all the theme parks that obviously foreign national people love, right? And obviously domestic people from the United States, they love, right? But other than that, it's magic. You have the opportunity to grow in this city. You have great educations at all level, which is fantastic. You have lifestyle. You still have the chance to be able to grow your family in good environment, in good communities, right? Orlando receives millions of travel every year. And we here living in Florida, we sometimes we forget how valuable it is. People from Europe, they can be saving for years, just to come and enjoy 14, 10 days here in Florida.
Right.
And we have the chance to live here in Florida. Why every not? Day. Yeah. Every day. We have good restaurant. We have a night lifestyle. We have good college, hospitals, right? Great
people
community.
Don't get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Orlando's beautiful.
It is.
It's beautiful.
I agree. I tell people that all the time. They're like, why are you always in Orlando? I go, one, I have a son and daughter-in-law there, but two, there's so much to do. There's so much to see. Yes. I'm an hour from the beach. I'm, you know, I got so many theme parks with more being built. I don't know what to do with myself half the time. There's so much to do. Yes. Million and one restaurants, cultural center, a great college. My son got his master's there. My daughter-in-law got her bachelor's there. I mean, it's a great city. I would recommend it to anybody.
Yes. I am very, very proud for being here. For raising my two daughters here. One was a baby. The other one has probably 6-7 years. She's already in a UCF, a student architect. She's
awesome.
In her 4 year, which is fantastic. The other one is going out from senior this year. She said that she wants to be in the orthodontic career. So let's see what the future will bring for her. But what we need to understand, there is a plenty of opportunity. There is plenty of opportunity. And we have beautiful sunshine, right? We have nice weather most of the year, right? So we have the opportunity to enjoy life, create lifestyle, because Orlando offers lifestyle for those who wants to be right in the high level. There is lifestyle here. So why not come to join for Orlando and Florida? You know, and I love it.
That I do too. I'm with you 100%. I always tell people, and this is to compliment what you're saying, people like in New York go, oh, how could you be in Orlando, you know, or even Florida for that matter, but how could you be in Orlando? Gee, there's just all those theme parks and all those people. Da, da, da. And I go, where do you go every night for recreation in New York City? Where do you go? Oh, we stroll down Central Park. Oh, we go to Times Square. Oh, and I go, really? I have like 7 parks I can go to, and they offer 10 times more than Central Park. And so I try to explain to people, you know, these are our areas of enjoyment, right? These are the things we enjoy around us. Plus we have the ocean, plus we have the sun, plus we have, you know, so it can't be beat. I don't care what anybody says.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. That's why I'm here.
Exactly. Well, yes, I'll be there right beside you tomorrow. So,
all right, let's meet.
So I do want to ask, how do you go about, so you have your sphere, right? And you work through your sphere, you know, of influence and the people, you know, and how else, you know, so many agents are like, well, we still do the old fashioned way. We do mailers, we do door knocking, we go to B&I meetings, we do this, we do that. How is your team? You know, what's your number one source of leads and prospects? Are you hitting the phones? Is it digital marketing? What does that look like?
Well, I try to educate my agent and how important is nurture your clients. Mm-hmm. Have those conversations. For me, you know, most of my business is from repeated clients, right? Nice. And I have my business plan. I have the day that I sit down, I made some phone calls. I even sent a text message, hey, by the way, I'm so sorry, I didn't reach you lately, but you know, I just want to let you know that I'm here. If you need me, you have any question regarding your investment, your property, let me know, you know? And that type of conversation is magical. You know, I receive respond back immediately from the people, hey, Yara, by the way, yes, I will be there. So I'm hoping to see you, hoping to meet you. I have a lot of clients that they are investors, even in another country, but I also have the local ones here. And I always try to be in connection with them, right? So I use different tools. I send student letters, I send student magazines, and I send student or text message or even phone calls. Okay. And I always try to ask them in the good way, how you doing? Tell me your family, how is doing, if they grow up. And sometimes they are spotlight. Hey, you know what? My son grow up. Now he needs to move. Or my sister or my cousin. And when you do that, when you create that relationship, your business will flow by themselves. Right? It will flow. The other tools that I use, you know, Denomo, you know, Landboys, CRM, you know, Google AdWords, which is, you know, other way to generate some sort of leads. But in my opinion, the most valuable leads is the one that you can create by relationship. That will be with you forever. And not only with that client, their friends, their family, they will reach you out. They will say, hey, I have an awesome agent cohort. That is the best way to do it. It's building relationship. But, you know, at the beginning, we need to understand some people need to generate leads from different sources. So if that will be the case, I sit down with the agent and I told them, tell me what you want to do. You know, whatever is your opinion of your real estate, because this is a business and they need to understand that they need to treat it as a truly business, right? So when they understand that, say, I go with you and I guide you in this, but you need to tell me what is your best source. Because I can probably have somebody on my team that they don't like to do videos. If that is the case, let's do something else.
Right.
Right? Let's do something else. Let's go by mail. Let's do phone calls. Right? Let's do events. Yeah. Let's do open houses. There's all the way that you can continue generating some leads if you don't like one thing. Right? So... And that is the key, you know, and I would like to have like one-on-one with my teams. And then I do one phone calls at least 5 minutes every week. How you doing? Where are you? You know, we know ESP, we are cloud-based, we are remote. And when we are remote, that is my job, like being, you know, that they feel that they're not by themselves, right? It's making some phone calls, making connection with them. And that is my commitment, and I love it. I love to do it. I love to find out where they are in every moment. But obviously, I need to understand that there is a business. Everybody have a life as well. So, and I respect that.
That's fantastic. I love it, Ara. So last thing I'm going to ask, I'm not going to let you off the hook. I always have everybody. I always say you're the hit record. I'm the DJ. I don't know if people still know what records are, but you're the DJ, I'm the DJ, you're the hit. Take us out this last minute with something positive that you need to share and you think you should share, whatever's on your heart, your mind, your soul, that you think people need to hear.
Yes, I want to take this moment to talk to those new agents, those people that they just get the license and they find out that they don't even know how to start their business. And, you know, I was on their shoes one time. And I would love to know what I know now back to that moment, right? And sometimes it's not that way. And people can get demotivated. But if you really go through all the process to be approved and have the opportunity to get a Florida license in real estate, why not give the extra mile to make it happen, to make your business grow, right? And I told to them, if that is the case, I'm here. I'm a welcome to all new agents. I'm not the kind of person that I'm, you know, have fear for sharing what is my knowledge. No, not at all. You know, I'm an open book. I always be like that. It's the way that I am. So I can let you and I can help you to develop what is a plan that you can adjust to your own business and your career. Don't think that you are alone in this career, because at some point everybody was brand new agent, right? So for me, more than welcome. I'm open to that. And even at that, you know, if you have a questions, if you want to know something, just give me a phone call, you know, I'll send me a text message or reach me through my social media or LinkedIn and ask me the question. More than happy to welcome. But keep in your shoes. Keep with your head, with your goals, with all your intentions, right? And evaluate every day. You know one thing I am the kind of person that I believe in gratitude all day long. I have my special book that every time that it's finished, I purchase a new one that is only to write down my gratitudes and my intentions. And that is my roadmap every day. Because if I know every day what at least I want to accomplish, it will keep me on track. Other than that, I will be like this focus, just, you know, listening and reading and, you know, doing a lot of stuff other than doing the business. But when you have your intentions, write it down in the morning, you know what is going to be your path for the day. Because if my intention today will be at least talk with 5 people, and that is going to be my commitment, I have to do it.
Yeah.
Right. I have to go for it. So be there to all the agents, keep in track, keep your goal. And it doesn't matter if it's something that you are doing in your business, it's not working, just change it. But give the chance to all the activity that you're doing to grow and start generating business from there. And if it doesn't work, then you can change and evaluate your business at least 4 times a year. All the tools, all the leads that you generate, what are the source? And if something is not working, let's try something new, but put a plan in place.
Fantastic advice. I love every bit of it. Otto Maisonet, Resident City of Orlando team, thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.